USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is downplaying concerns about imposing new tariffs on Mexico as he arrived in Ireland on Wednesday.
Mexico, look, the drugs that are coming in, the people that are coming in unchecked, they're swamping up, or they're coming up by the millions. Mexico can stop it. They have to stop it. Otherwise, we just won't be able to do business. It's a very simple thing. And I think they will stop it. I think they want to do something. I think they want to make a deal. And they sent their top people to try and do it. We'll see what happens today. We should know something.
The president's comments come as Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with top Mexican officials who are seeking to persuade the Trump administration to abandon those plans to invoke the tariffs. Stocks are up for the second straight day as the Dow rose 208 points to close at 25,540. The NASDAQ rose 48 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formally signs a long-awaited disaster relief bill, which was held up for months after political squabbles from Democrats and Republicans.
In time of natural disaster, we have a compact with the people of our country that we will be there for them, that the government will be there with the assistance that they need.
The bill now heads to President Trump's desk for a signature and is lodged aimly at helping victims of hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, and wildfires all across the country. A Texas couple is dead after contracting a mysterious illness in Fiji. Michelle and David Paul died last month after becoming severely ill while vacationing. Michelle's dad, Mark Canalog, says he still has questions about what happened.
Nobody can tell me, even the autopsy is done, nobody has told me what was the cause of the death. And that's very hard for me.
Other members of the family believe the government may be withholding information to avoid scaring off tourists. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As we approach the 75th anniversary of D-Day, I had a chance to catch up with Alex Kershaw. Now he's author of a new book titled The First Wave, The D-Day Warriors Who Led the Way to Victory in World War II. And one of the things I asked him was what stood out to him when he started doing his research for this book.
Just how risky the operation was, how long the odds were of success. I mean, there was one example that really hit home with me was that to take a German battery of guns, they were actually going to crash land three gliders on top of the guns themselves. So you sort of look at it and you go, this is crazy. You know, a lot of people are going to get killed here, but they did it anyway. So I was struck by just how suicidal some of these missions were, how long the odds were of actually surviving. It was astonishing.
Kershaw also shares with me some of the bravery that was shown by many men all across the United States.
A lot of these units, the American units, were National Guard units. They came from all across America. I mean, if you go to the graveyard in above Omaha Beach, where there are over 9,000 Americans buried from the Battle of Normandy, when you walk through the rows of crosses, you'll just see every state in America lost a son, and many, in some cases, many sons. On D-Day, it was a completely national, completely unified effort.
Again, the name of that book, The First Wave, The D-Day Warriors Who Led the Way to Victory in World War II. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.